Imagine running a business that generates impressive revenue but leaves you personally broke. This isn't just a hypothetical scenario, it's the reality for countless entrepreneurs trapped in what Mike Michalowicz calls the Frankenstein formula of traditional accounting. We've been taught that profit equals sales minus expenses, which seems logical but fundamentally fails in practice. Why? Because it treats profit as an afterthought, whatever happens to be left over after expenses, rather than a priority. This simple formula has created generations of entrepreneurs who work themselves to exhaustion while watching their money vanish into the business monster they've created. What if there was a different way? What if you could flip this formula on its head and ensure profitability from day one? That's the revolutionary premise of Profit First. Instead of sales minus expenses equals profit, we use sales minus profit equals expenses. This subtle shift changes everything. By taking your profit first and forcing your business to operate on what remains, you align your financial system with human behavior rather than fighting against it. The result? Businesses that serve their owners rather than drain them, providing both financial security and personal freedom. You started your business with passion and big dreams, but now you're working longer hours, stressed about money, and questioning everything. Your business appears successful, growing revenue, expanding client list, larger team, yet beneath the surface, reality tells a different story. This is the entrepreneurial trap, believing more sales will fix everything when the real issue is money management. You're caught in bank balance accounting, anxiously checking your account, feeling brief relief when payments arrive, then watching funds vanish to cover expenses. Your financial status swings wildly between temporary abundance and desperate shortfalls. This reactive approach creates a vicious cycle. Cash pressure drives you to chase any sale without considering profitability. You might land impressive clients who require so much service that each interaction actually loses money. The short-term thinking perpetuates the pattern. Crisis drives desperate sales, leading to temporary relief, but eventual inefficiency and renewed crisis. Growth without financial health is like building arm muscles while neglecting your core. The imbalance eventually causes collapse. Just as sustainable weight loss comes from small adjustments rather than dramatic overhauls, business financial health stems from manageable changes that work with natural behaviors. The Profit First system applies this wisdom using a plate size strategy. Like how smaller plates naturally lead to smaller portions, allocating money to specific purposes before spending helps control expenses naturally. The system is simple. Create separate bank accounts for income, profit, owner's pay, taxes, and operating expenses. When revenue comes in, immediately distribute it by predetermined percentages, taking profit first. These built-in constraints foster efficiency and creativity within defined limits. Implement this system through a consistent rhythm. Allocate funds twice monthly, on the 10th and 25th. This regular cadence transforms financial chaos into a predictable, sustainable process. How profitable is your business really? Not the revenue you boast about, but the actual money you keep. For many entrepreneurs, their supposedly successful business is merely converting personal time and energy into revenue that benefits everyone except themselves. The path to change begins with the instant assessment, a simple exercise that reveals your business's true financial state. It calculates your real revenue, total revenue minus materials and subcontractor costs, and compares your current allocation percentages against healthy targets. This assessment often delivers a wake-up call. Many owners discover they're underpaying themselves, carrying excessive expenses, and generating minimal profit despite years of effort. This uncomfortable truth, while difficult to face, creates a clear starting point for improvement. Don't panic if your percentages aren't ideal. The Profit First system works gradually. Begin with small profit allocations. Even 1% establishes the habit. Focus on creating the rhythm of taking profit first, then increase allocations as your business adapts to the new approach. Most entrepreneurs pay everyone else first. Employees, vendors, landlords, taxes, and take whatever's left as their compensation. This backward approach devalues your contribution and isn't sustainable. The Profit First system fixes this with a dedicated owner's pay account. Your compensation should reflect all the roles you actually perform, not just your title. If you're functioning as CEO, sales director, and lead technician, you should be paid for each role. Too many business owners subsist on less than minimum wage, despite generating substantial revenue. This self-sacrifice serves no one and leads to burnout or business failure. Set your owner's pay based on your responsibilities and market rates. Start at a reasonable level and increase it as your business grows. As you transition from doing everything to building systems and managing operations, adjust your compensation accordingly. While most entrepreneurs focus on increasing sales, profitability often lies in optimizing existing resources. Like Idaho's agricultural wealth from hidden aquifers, your business likely has untapped profit sources below the surface. Evaluate your client roster. Some clients cost you money despite generating revenue. Identify those demanding excessive service, paying late, or requiring specialized processes that disrupt operations. Removing these clients often improves profitability without additional sales. Focus on your best customers, those who value your core services, pay promptly, and refer similar clients. Use these successful relationships to target marketing efforts toward more profitable partnerships. Be strategic about service offerings. Avoid adding products without calculating true costs. Consider the landscaper who added snow removal without accounting for equipment and staffing needs, reducing overall profitability despite higher revenue. The path to profitability is focusing on what you do best. This might mean discontinuing services, specializing in a niche, or streamlining operations. When you concentrate on your areas of strength, you achieve better results with less effort. The principles that transform business finances can equally revolutionize personal finances. Start by establishing a personal profit-first system with separate accounts and automatic transfers that allocate income by predetermined percentages, ensuring savings happens before spending. When facing financial challenges, avoid incremental changes. Instead, make decisive cuts to unnecessary expenses. Remember that few people notice or care about your lifestyle choices, whether you drive a luxury car or reliable used vehicle. This freedom from social judgment enables sound financial decisions. Locking in your lifestyle prevents expense inflation as income grows. By maintaining your current living standard despite increasing income, you create a widening gap between earnings and expenses that builds wealth faster. This isn't about perpetual austerity, it's about conscious spending on what truly matters. Teach children financial management through a simplified profit-first system, using labeled accounts for savings, spending, and sharing to instill healthy money habits early. Your business should serve your life, not consume it. Implementing profit first in both business and personal finances creates a sustainable system that generates not just money, but the freedom to enjoy it. Take your profit first. Everything else can wait.